This is a video for all the men out there. If you want to rise above the ordinary and step into a brotherhood that offers access to purpose, influence, and wealth, look no further than the Freemasons. At least that's what the folks running this Grand Lodge of Missouri Facebook page will tell you. And they're actively looking for recruits. Now, there actually is a Grand Masonic Lodge in Columbia, Missouri, but this is not their Facebook page. And the reason that I know that is because it's being managed all the way in Cameroon. They didn't hide that very well, did they? But because of all the content that they're creating, they've managed to amass a following larger than the lodge's actual Facebook page. And now they're scamming people who are interested in joining. So let's do what we do best and have some fun with them, shall we? I messaged the WhatsApp number listed on the website and I said, "Hello, is this the Grand Lodge of Missouri?" And someone responds and says, "Welcome to the Illuminati Organization of Wealth and Power, Protection and Fame. Please, how old are you and what is your occupation?" Illuminati? I said, "I thought I was contacting the Freemasons. You want to join Freemasonry?" I say yes, and then he tells me to message Master Brian for your membership's process. So I look up Brian on WhatsApp, and here he is. But I've got to blur his face because this is a stolen picture from another Masonic lodge in Georgia. I say, "Hello, is this Brian?" And he says, "Yes, greetings, brother. May the light of knowledge and wisdom illuminate your path. Your knock upon our door signifies the stirring of a noble quest, one that will challenge, inspire, and transform you. As you enter this sacred realm, kindly state your name, age, and profession, that our bonds of brotherhood may begin to transform and our shared journey towards enlightenment may commence." Well, this is very exciting. I say, "My name is Mike, I'm 38, and I work in quality control." He says, "I am Brian, Guardian of the Faith and Grand Master of the Third Veil. As a humble servant of our noble order, it is my sacred duty to guide those who seek the path of enlightenment, wisdom, and brotherhood. May the light of knowledge illuminate your path, and may our shared search for truth unite us in brotherly love." Oh, I'm all in. But first, I think we need a little lesson on what Freemasonry actually is. And who better to tell us than an actual Freemason from the actual lodge that this scammer is impersonating? So please welcome to the show, Tristan.
So my name is Brother Tristan. I'm a proud Master Mason. My mother lodge is Troy Lodge number 34 under the Grand Lodge of Ancient Free and Accepted Masons of Missouri. Freemasonry is a fraternal organization, a social club for men. Men join to work on improving their morals and on personal development. That's often through things like rituals. And when I say ritual, I don't mean like this heebie-jeebie spooky stuff, but ceremonies. Like when you graduate, there's a graduation ceremony or joining ceremony, but it's a ceremony and it's meant to teach you moral lessons. And we use some symbolism, and by symbolism, we use the symbols of the old stonemasons. Like our most famous symbol is right here, the square and compass. It reminds us to square our actions, to, you know, act justly and to circumscribe our passions. Freemasonry takes a group of men who have come together to hold each other accountable as they apply lessons and teachings to better themselves. And in bettering themselves, they're able to better the communities around them.
So now that you know what Freemasonry is really all about, let's hear Brian's version. He says, "You stand at the threshold of a transformative journey. You'll emerge as a master builder of your own destiny." He says, "You'll be able to manifest your dreams and make a lasting impact in the world." He then asks if I'm ready to unlock my potential and forge my character and become a master of my own fate. I say yes, and then he asks me to send an audio message reciting an oath, which is weird, so I just get AI to make one for me.
"I, Mike Roch, do solemnly swear to uphold the principles of Freemasonry, to uphold the bonds of fraternity, pledge to remain loyal to my brother, to the discovery of knowledge. As I have sworn, so mote it be."
So, mote it be. You have taken the first step towards your membership with great courage and without ulterior motives.
Well, more or less.
May the great architect of the universe see you through this path of enlightenment. Awesome. So he goes on to list up all the sweet perks that come with Freemasonry, including access to forbidden texts, protection, and even wealth and resources. Tristan, is this true? Am I going to live in luxury and enjoy a privileged lifestyle with access to rare and valuable items?
I live in an apartment.
Well, Brian says otherwise, so I may as well apply. He needs some information, so I give it to him. I say my name is Mike Roch. I say I work in quality control for inflatable furniture. I say I live in Missouri, and I tell him I'm interested in a luxury lifestyle. He says, "Well done, my brother. The information you have provided has been successfully received and will now be transmitted to headquarters for review. But first, I need to submit a video recording." Man, these guys are taking this recruitment seriously. But I've got to get to the next step and work my way up to becoming a Master Mason. and I don't know if he'd recognize me or not, so again, I turn to AI for help. I'm using Hedra, where I ask it to generate a picture of an average 38-year-old man in a dimly lit basement, and here's what it gives me. I then need to make it look like he's the one giving the pledge, so I plug in the text that Brian gave me, and it spits out this.
Upon this eternal oath, I freely pledge to dedicate my mind to the discovery of knowledge, to dedicate my soul to the pursuit of enlightenment, to dedicate my efforts to the pursuit of abundance, to dedicate my existence to fostering unification among all people in all places, and to dedicate my life and days upon this planet to the protection and advancement of the human species.
I hold my breath and I send it. He says, I'm sending your information to the Supreme Council for membership application into the Brotherhood. Expect results in a few hours. Remember, many are called, but few are chosen. You should not feel bad if declined, but stay firm to your faith and hope for a chance in the next season. Believe in the light. Oh, I absolutely will feel bad if I don't get accepted, so I believe in light, and I hope for the best. Hey, did you know that every 4.9 seconds, someone in America has their identity stolen? That means about 75 people have already lost their identity since you started watching this video. And now that scammers have access to powerful AI tools, the damage they can do with your data is even worse. That's why I use Aura, the sponsor of today's video. It's a handy little app that I keep on my phone, and it uses AI to monitor all of my sensitive information. If someone tries to run my credit, open a new account under my name, or even sell my data on the dark web, Aura alerts me fast so I can take action immediately. But what I like is that it doesn't just react, it's designed to prevent problems before they happen. You get a secure password manager, an antivirus, and several tools all in one place. It's basically my digital safety Swiss Army knife. Plus, every Aura subscription comes with up to a $1 million in identity theft insurance, just in case the worst happens. You can try Aura for free for 2 weeks and see what you think. Just go to aura.com/pleasantgreen and sign up. It's absolutely worth checking your digital footprint and making sure you're protected. So use my link if you want to support the channel and sign up today. Well, everyone, 3 hours later, I get a message from Brian. Congratulations, Mr. Michael Roch. We are pleased to acknowledge receipt of your request to join the Masonic Brotherhood. He then goes on and eventually says the initial membership fee of $666 is a symbolic gesture of your commitment to the path you have chosen. So Tristan, does it cost $666 to join Freemasonry?
No.
Brian tells me this fee covers the costs associated with maintaining the order's operation, including the preservation of sacred texts, the upkeep of our sanctum, and the acquisition of essential materials for ritual practices. He says this fee signifies a commitment to the journey of self-discovery and potential for transformation.
Usually the more it costs, the better food you have.
All right, so this is the path of enlightenment. First you do your oath, then you get accepted, and then you pay your Satan fee. I ask, is it a one-time fee? He says yes, hoping to get it from you. Do I pay at the lodge? You have to pay before being called at the lodge for physical installation. Okay, of course he doesn't want me to pay in person because he's in Cameroon, remember? So I ask, then how will I make the payment? He says through PayPal. And he doesn't give me the PayPal address for him or the lodge. Instead, he gives me the address for a woman named Teresa Berg, which most likely means he's using someone to move money out of the country for him. We call these money mules. And they probably don't even know what they're mixed up in. And he's asking me to mark it as friends and family because that way I can't file a dispute if I never get what I'm promised. I ask him who this is and he says it's the secretary of the lodge. I then try to do as much research as I can on this email address, but I can't learn much other than this person lives in the United Kingdom. I'm not sure how effective a secretary is when she's living on another continent, but that's all I got. So now the only thing left is to waste as much of his time before he catches on. He says, send a screenshot of your payment. So I go to PayPal and I look up Teresa Berg, and instead of sending her the $666, I make a screenshot making it look like I did. Except if you look closely, you'll see I sent it to the wrong Teresa. Let's see if he even notices. He says, waiting, so I hurry up and I finish and I send it. Then he says, once it's confirmed, I'll let you know, brother. So a couple of minutes go by, and he says, please show send me transaction history. Check if the money went through because by now we most have received it. And eventually he notices and he says, I think you made a mistake. It was supposed to be Teresa Berg. You have to cancel the payment and use correct email and corresponding name. Oh, my bad. So I sent the money to the wrong lady? He says, yes, sure. Cancel the payment and chose the correct username. So I tell him that I tried to message Teresa Berg, but it says I'm unable to. Brian says, you can contact PayPal as well. So I lead him on and I go to PayPal support and I actually send the message that he wants me to send. and I sent a screenshot. But PayPal's not going to be able to help me because there was no transaction, remember? I made it up. But he doesn't know that. So I come up with an idea to stage a conversation between me and PayPal support. So I make up a PayPal agent named Jordan and I have him say, "Hello, thank you for contacting PayPal customer service. I'm happy to help you today. Before we proceed, can you confirm whether this payment was for goods, services, or something else?" I say it was something else. I have Jordan say, "Great, and what was that something else?" I say it was an initiation fee for my local Freemasonry lodge. Jordan says, "Thank you for clarifying. I will just need more detail, please. Was this a standard or premium initiation? Was the transaction part of a ritual or ceremony? And was there a uniform or a ceremonial garment purchased as part of this fee?" I say, "It was standard, just a fee, no garments yet." Jordan says, "What was the name of the lodge? How many candles were lit at the time of payment? And did anyone chant or hum?" I said, "It's called Grand Missouri Lodge. I don't know about candles, and there was no humming." Jordan says, "Perfect. Grand Missouri Lodge, no candles, no humming. Let me input that. Now, last requirement, to verify the identity of the unintended recipient, we need a brief description of the person you meant to send the funds to. Just physical traits, such as approximate height, approximate beard length, robe color, if applicable, and any distinguishing features." And this is when I screenshot the conversation and I send it to Master Brian. And he reads it and he says, "You are not serious." I'm like, "What should I tell him? How tall are you?" He says, "Tell who?" I say, "PayPal wants your physical description." But Brian gets angry and he says, "You've not even succeeded in your membership process and you're already sharing information about Freemasonry? You were to tell him it's for family support." Wow, he sounds upset, so I guess I'll just have to guess. I tell PayPal that Brian has glasses, gray hair, and is a little overweight. Jordan then says, "Is this person you're sending money to in Cameroon?" I'm like, "He says he's in Missouri." And Jordan says, "That sounds like something a scammer would say." Then I send all this to Brian, and all I can say is, "Cancel the payment." Which is what I try to do, but Jordan just responds with, "We've gone ahead and opened case number PP812 Ritual Recovery 27. We should have an update in 5 to 7 business moons, depending on lunar availability. Is there anything else vague, ceremonial, or mildly secretive that I can help with today?" I sent this to Brian, but that is when he stopped responding. So unfortunately, I did not make it into the Fraternal Brotherhood of Masonry that day, but I did reach the rank of 33rd degree Master Scambaiter for wasting a scammer's entire day. If you're curious about Freemasonry, you should understand that it's not about status, privilege, or wealth. It's about becoming a person who helps improve the world around you. And Tristan can tell you more if you visit the links in my description.
You want money or riches? Don't join, because we can't help you with that. If you want fame, we can't help you there. If you want power, run for political office. And if you're looking for brotherhood, personal growth, you want to make a difference in your community, then absolutely, I would encourage you to join.
Well, everyone, be careful what clubs you join and who you let initiate you into those clubs, and I'll see you in the next video.